In Russia, President Vladimir Putin holds a commanding lead over six other candidates in the lead-up to that nation's March 14th election. But the campaign took a bizarre turn this week when Ivan Rybkin, the candidate who's been most outspoken in criticizing Mr. Putin, disappeared for 5 days, then just as mysteriously returned. Mr. Rybkin's account of where he was has confused voters perhaps even more than his absence. Paul Quinn Judge is Time Magazine's Moscow bureau chief and joins us from Moscow. Mr. Judge, thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure.
Was Mr. Rybkin at Euro Disney?
No, he's in London, as you may have heard. He's announced he's not coming back to Moscow, at least till the elections. Mm-hmm. And he now maintains that he was, in fact, enticed to go to Kiev on the spurious grounds that he had the possibility of talking to the Chechen rebel leader Aslan Maxsadov, and was then held against his will in a drugged or semi-drugged condition for several days. He's suggesting very clearly that this is a political provocation. And strangely enough, a number of people here who had some experience about how the Russian security services have been known to behave were not altogether dubious of such an account.
The story is carrying great credibility right now.
Is this going to help his electoral campaign? Absolutely not. Nothing could. He was running at 1% in the polls. His role was to lay out his own positions and those essentially of Boris Berezovsky, who now lives in London.
We should explain Mr. Berezovsky was Mr. Rybkin's chief financial supporter, so far as we know.
Yeah, used to be a close ally of Putin, broke with him a few years ago, is now in exile and very voluble in his opposition.
We should note, too, of course, we're speaking in a week when the former president of Chechnya was apparently killed in a car bomb.
That's right. This was in the United Arab Emirates, where he's been in exile for the past couple of years.
Are Russians alarmed about the possible role of their security services in elections?
I suspect most of them are resigned. If they were alarmed, they wouldn't be voting for Mr. Putin or planning to vote for him in such enormous quantities.
Well, what do people like about Vladimir Putin's leadership?
That he's a real mujik. He's a real tough guy. He's plain-spoken. He's a former lieutenant colonel in the KGB. That's not an overachiever. He epitomizes, in fact, many of this sort of gut-level man-in-the-street feelings about politics, of finally having a guy who's going to put everybody in their place and let life go on in a well-ordered way. If Putin can do that, it'll be interesting to see. So far, he's spoken very well, and his performance has been considerably below the level of his promises or his rhetoric.
Anticipating that Mr. Putin might prevail by a terrific majority, as is projected now, how legitimate is this election going to look to some Western governments?
I don't think it's going to look very legitimate at all, and I think Rybkin is going to be another embarrassment for Mr. Putin, even though they all try to laugh it off. The election wasn't going to be legitimate anyway. You have, you know, the bodyguard of the far-right party, Vladimir Zhirinovsky, is running. You have a few other people who are pretty much has-beens, and one opposition politician who was probably induced or at least strongly encouraged to participate.
At the same time, what policies might Mr. Putin decide he can go ahead and strengthen or be emboldened to undertake if he has this kind of mandate?
The feeling is that we're going to see more state control or involvement in the economy, but otherwise a predominance of tough rhetoric over actual systemic institutional change.
Paul Quinn Judge, who's the Moscow bureau chief for Time Magazine, thanks very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.